be a holler log.
Holler log,
They'd hew it out or something. And that's called a watering trough.
Well, that's good.
And we took the milk and butter out there, spraying it.
That's been a few years ago, hasn't it?
Yes.
What other meanings does the word, when you have a lot of cows and so on, you're in, what kind of a business is that? If you're milking cows especially.
Well, dairy.
What?
In the dairy business.
Dairy business, where would you store your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, you can store them in the ground. You can dig your hole and store them and put them in the ground and put the grass over them and you shed over them. You know, boards and things, or if you have that many. I keep mine in the closet.
In the house?
In the house.
Do you ever have something out of the house that you'd store them in?
Not here, I haven't.
What would you call that?
Cellar.
What do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals walk around? Just a place, you know, out near the barn, but it keep them penned up. What do you call that? They're out there in the what? You go out the old cow.
Out there in that alley?
Yeah, but that's the alley's inside the barn, I believe. But outside the barn, you have a gate to go in. What's that called?
Lot?
Yeah, just a lot. You said it a while ago.
Yeah.
What would you call the place where you would let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Was this fenced or not, usually?
Fenced.
Did you ever have cows when you didn't have a fence?
Yeah.
I had a herd of cows when I was a little bitty boy out in Oklahoma. And I had to stay and keep those out of the field.
Well, we turned ours out and we had our crops fenced when we had the no fence law, you know, where we had it.
Yeah.
They run outside and we had to fence their crops.
And instead of your pasture.
Fence law. But when we had the no fence law, we had to keep the cows in the pasture and make the crop outside.
What does it mean, no fence law? That's what's in effect today.
Yeah.
Why is it called no fence?
Well, because you can't let anything run out. I don't know.
Well, it looks like there'd be a fence law.
Well, it's more
no
fence. It's more fence than it was when the other way.
Well, it looks like it should be a fence law if you fence and require them to keep the cattle in, but I've already called no fence, and I'm wondering why they call no in front of it.
Well, it's a more fence, because you've got to have more fence to keep your stock up.
Than you do just doing their pasture, the
well,
stock.
Well, they could run outside.
But there was a time in which they did put the fence around the crops rather than around the pasture.
That's right.
Of course, they didn't have the roads and places for cattle
to
get lost. Like, that's when they branded the cows, too. Did y'all have your brand?
We had ours marked in the ear.
What? How'd you mark it?
Under bit there and so in the ear.
Cut a notch in it or something?
Did
you ever raise cotton?
A few times, a few years.
What do you do when you take your hoe out there?
Hoe it.
You hoe it? What else do you call it?
Chopping
the cotton? Did you ever get to thin the cotton out?
Well, sometimes you'd have to, but more of the times you...
What do you call that when you're thinning it out?
You're chopping
You're chopping cotton. Hoeing is more referring to the weeds, is that right?
Uh-huh.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
You'd call it grass, or you'd call it weeds, I guess. It goes with the...
Just weeds and just grass.
Weeds and grass.
Cotton and corn grow in a what? What do you call it out there where they're growing?
In a field.
And tobacco is grown in a what?
Field.
And what things would you say were grown in a patch?
Garden potatoes.
Garden potatoes in a patch. And what are some things besides corn and cotton that grows in a field?